Hallelujah. Good morning, precious family. We're just ending off this week with 3 John, and it's just to basically just encourage us again in truth, in perfect love, and in the faith that we need to be speaking. So we're just going to read these verses to be motivated. We've seen here in Philippians that we entered off here, and we see beautiful disciples coming from Paul's ministry. And so us as well to be disciples, and also to motivate other people to be disciples, we need to just encourage ourselves in these wonderful truths that we see here in 3 John.
We read verse 2, 3, and 4. Beloved friend, I pray that you are prospering in every way and that you continually enjoy good health, just as your soul is prospering. I was filled with joy and delight when the brothers arrived and informed me of your faithfulness to the truth. They told me how you live continually in the truth of Christ. It is the greatest joy of my life to hear that my children are consistently living their lives in the ways of truth.
Hallelujah. Can you see how truth just stands out here? And that word truth is also the word reality. And it's in this reality that we find the perfect love of God. And so I like the words of Jesus. You want to be my true disciples. You'll abide in my word, continue in my word, and you will know the truth, the reality. And the truth and the reality will set you free. So we've got to stay in this word. And then staying in this word is also speaking this word. There's a scripture that says, speaking the truth in love, we grow up into all things in him. So it's a constant abiding. And as John is blessed by people that know this reality, stir up their souls, speaking the truth, we got the wonderful promises that we will prosper in health and in all things. So we've got to, you know, standing on truth and holding on to the truth, not the lies of the evil one that says that we're imperfect, we lost. No. We've been found now in the perfection. When God made us, God's work is perfect. He said, come, let us make man in our image and likeness. And so we are the image and likeness of God. And then now we've been restored through the work of Jesus. One died for all so that all can now live by faith. And faith, so basically faith, the words we speak, the perfect love, is all found in the great and precious promises. So we've got to hold to that, and that gives us a handle to God and gives God a handle to work in our lives, because without faith, it's impossible to please God. So we can receive truth, faith, perfect love, all one, and that needs to be real in our spirit. Why? Because we have been born again, and the Holy Spirit, power of God, is one spirit with ours, and then we are waking up morning by morning to the faithfulness, to the perfect love of God, to the light that chases away all darkness, and that we allow to take hold in our thoughts, attitudes, and actions. And so we are experiencing God's favor with us every day in every way, and we're developing on schedule, and we're setting free the captives and making disciples. Amen. Be blessed because you are blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, that we can prosper in every way, that we continually enjoy good health just as our soul is prospering in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.